1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. The government shutdown is sending federal workers home. Non-essential staff have been leaving their offices. CBS's Natalie Brand.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates 750,000 federal workers could be furloughed each day. President Trump has said the shutdown could also result in layoffs and cuts of programs that don't fit with his priorities.
This TSA worker in Atlanta.
If it gets to that point where officers can't afford to come in or have to make a decision whether to purchase medication, pay daycare, or put gas in the car to come to work, they're going to have to make that hard decision, and no one really wants to do that.
The political finger pointing continues. Senate Majority Leader John Thune blames Democrats.
Whether or not the government remains open or reopens is entirely up to them.
Democratic Congressman Ted Lieu.
We're fighting to lower costs, cancel the cuts, and to save health care.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammie McCormick.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
4 WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's a large police and fire EMS presence mid-morning near the Pittsville High School area today. This is only a drill for a presentation involving the high school students. The public is welcome to watch, but during the event, traffic will not be allowed through the park or on Forest Street. Wisconsin Rapids firefighters will be at Walmart in Wisconsin Rapids starting today for Fill the Boot. They're collecting money to benefit the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Firefighters across the country have been backing this fundraiser since 1952. Rapids Fire Department members will be at Walmart from 1 to 4 today and Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Also on Saturday, the Next Era Energy Company will be at Avocados Mexican Grill. They're offering residents an opportunity to learn about the Akron Solar Project they're planning in the town of Rome. Next Era Energy representatives will be at Avocados Mexican Grill in Rome from 4:30 to 6:30 on October 4th. NAMI of Portage and Wood Counties is holding their annual World Mental Health Day gathering next week. It'll be at McMillan Library on Wednesday, October 8th, from 5 to 7:30 p.m. The evening is dedicated to connection, creativity, and community. They'll have free food, live entertainment, resource tables, and opportunities to connect with local organizations and community members. This year, NAMI is featuring their first-ever open mic night. Local artists, musicians, poets, dancers, and storytellers are invited to share their talents and help shed a light on mental health through creative expression. If you're interested in performing, you can email namiportagewoodcounties@gmail.com to receive a sign-up sheet. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News. You can find more news and sign up for our newsletter at WFHR.com.
After further review, hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers coaching staff reviewing the tape of Sunday night's game in Dallas, in which Green Bay kicked a field goal with 1 second left, ending in a tie. Matt LaFleur admits that was poor clock management.
Just looking at the clock, I'm like, oh my God, there's going to be no time left. It's a very humbling experience to go through that. It's unacceptable, quite honestly. And there's nothing we can do about it now other than we better learn from it. Everybody.
The Packers have the week off before hosting the Bengals Sunday, October 12th. NBA, Bobby Portis says, after meeting with Bucks GM John Horst and coach Doc Rivers, he decided to stay in Milwaukee.
Being able to have that open dialogue, open communication with John, open communication with Doc, it's been a great experience for me being here in Milwaukee. Definitely would have been weird going to another franchise, and so I'm happy I'm here.
That's Bucks forward Bobby Portis with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop back into the 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a little breezier, partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. We think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Pat Kreitlow. On Thursday, we'll talk to Amy Pahacek, Secretary of the State Department of Workforce Development, an agency more people are needing here in the Trump economy.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Hopefully, Jordan Sheridan will be with us in just a few minutes, but I got an email from Ziggy, who runs the website endbribes.com. We were talking about lawn signs just a minute ago, and he said, yep, I've got them. He's got one that's a fight fascism, dictatorship, oligarchy sign, and another resist fascism sign. And you can find them both over on endbribes.com. I mean, he's, you know, these are things that are done through Zazzle or, you know, whatever. And but Ziggy, a longtime listener and regular caller into our program, is just doing a great job with this stuff. Meanwhile, the Republicans continue to lie about the Democrats refusing to go along with continuing to fund the government. You've got the vice president of the United States right now on television lying to people, saying that Democrats want to give health care to illegal aliens, and that's what they want the money for, and they're going to break the bank and all this kind of stuff. It's astonishing to me. It's just astonishing. And, this morning I heard, as I think I mentioned this in the last hour, Chuck Schumer talking to Joe Scarborough, and he said, you know, these are effing lies. And they are. I remember when Republicans used to spin the truth, but this is a brand new thing. I mean, just coming out, well, it's not brand new, but, you know, I guess it started in the Trump era. You know, I guess we've been putting up with it for about a decade now. But, you know, of the Republican Party and elected Republicans and whatnot, just telling lies. So, anyhow, are we going to get Jordan? Yeah, we are. Okay. And meanwhile, the White House senior staffers are trying to pin responsibility for the. Now, this is insane. If you go to the HUD website, let's say that you're, trying to get help from Housing and Urban Development, right? A lot of, you know, they handle like housing subsidies and things like that. And if you go there, they put up this bright red banner at the top of the website that says that the radical left is shutting down the government to hurt the country. This is what it says, and I'll quote, "The radical left are going to shut down the government and inflict massive pain on the American people unless they get their $1.5 trillion wish list of demands. The Trump administration wants to keep the government open for the American people." And, I mean, these are, like I said, these are just naked lies. Now, this is also using taxpayer dollars to promote politics, which is against the law. The Hatch Act provides for 2 years in prison for anybody who breaks this law. And the head of HUD, Housing and Urban Development, is saying, well, you know, we're not actually breaking the Hatch Act because we don't say Democrats. We just say radical left. Honest to God, this is their, you know, this is their claim. And, you know, they say this message is carefully worded so as not to specify a party or politician, but rather an ideology. And oh, we do have Jordan? Okay, cool. So anyhow, check that out. But it's not, by the way, it's not just the Department of Housing and Urban Development. It is spreading across all kinds of multiple different government websites, not necessarily on their websites, but the emails to the people who they are responsible to. On the line with us right now is Jordan Cheriton. He's the CEO and reporter with Status Coup, C-O-U-P News, the website statuscoup.com. And Jordan, welcome to the program. Tell me what's going on with ICE in Chicago. I'm getting reports that they're literally beating people up and sticking guns in people's faces. That basically we're under assault here.
Yeah, it really kind of seems like a Call of Duty game in real life. Mm-hmm. We were out there on Saturday. The streets outside of the Broadview Detention Center, which is about 13 miles from Chicago, I mean, just filled with tear gas. They have snipers on the roof, not just ICE, Border Patrol agents as well, shooting pepper balls off the roof straight at protesters, as well as journalists. My cameraman was tear gassed pretty bad. There was a lot of protesters vomiting from the tear gas because it was so thick in the air. And they're shooting rubber bullets, too, which, you know, has kind of like a connotation of being softer. But I could tell you, I mean, if you get shot with a rubber bullet from close up, you could get really hurt. You could even die from a rubber bullet.
We had a guy here in Portland back in 2020 who suffered permanent brain damage from that.
Exactly. And they're just like there was one instance on Saturday night where they tackled an unarmed protester. For no apparent reason, even he was confused what was going on. So it just seems kind of like there's no rhyme or reason to it. The protesters, from what we could see on the ground, have been peaceful. I mean, the most aggression has just been kind of taunting, the ICE and Border Patrol, but nothing was thrown at them, no violence. And then there was, of course, the veteran the other day that kind of went around in the news, a U.S. Air Force veteran, 70 years old. He was pushed to the ground.
Yeah, we're
really
showing a video of that right now for people who are watching us on Free Speech TV or YouTube or whatever.
And in our footage, you could see he's asking someone to take his phone. His arm kind of swings up, lightly grazes the Border Patrol agent, and now he is being charged with felony assault. So it's really it's horrible. It's horrible out there, and it seems to only be getting worse now with Memphis, Portland, and Chicago.
Yeah, Sarah Jones is reporting we're being invaded by our own military. She's talking about how they cut through. They had a big 15-inch chainsaw with a round blade on it, cutting a fence down to get into this building. And they said, this is a quote, they were terrified. The kids were crying. People were screaming. They looked distraught. I was out there crying when I saw this little girl come around the corner because they were bringing the kids down too. They had them zip tied to each other. And I kept asking, where is the morality? Where is the humanity? And one of them literally laughed in my face. He was standing right there and he said, F them kids. Wow.
Yep.
So,
and, you know, another element, I think, in addition to the brutality, it's just totally chaotic, the entire process. I mean, I've been talking to spouses, family members of people being detained. It's showing up in the system, the ICE system, as they've been deported to Mexico or elsewhere. Yet they're sitting in a torture camp in El Paso, Texas, being deprived insulin in one case, a gentleman who's got diabetes. And they're just bringing so many immigrants at a time. At this location in El Paso, 400 in a matter of days, there's such a logjam, they can't actually deport them. So the stated goal of mass deportations, they're just bringing in so many, they can't actually deport them, if that was even the desire. But I worry, because I reported about a decade ago at Standing Rock on the ground, and it's very similar, the scenes that are happening. I do worry that this is going to escalate to the point where, you know, we might have some loss of life, because a lot of these ICE agents who are getting the $50,000 signing bonuses are not trained, do not have law enforcement background, and obviously are pretty wild.
Yeah, know nothing about the Constitution, know nothing that they don't realize that the First Amendment guarantees your right of free speech and assembly. It's incredible. We're talking with Jordan Sheridan. He's the CEO and reporter at Status Quo News. Status, C-O-U-P, statusquo.com is the website. At Jordan Chariton, C-H-A-R-I-T-O-N on Twitter. Jordan, is there anybody that's kind of organizing protests against ICE, or are these all ad hoc? Are these just people showing up?
Yeah, Chicago in particular, in all the cities we cover, we've covered L.A., ICE raids, New York City, D.C. Chicago is one of the more organized, and when they kind of send out the bat signal, they get it together in less than 24 hours. Yesterday, we were live at 5 o'clock Central Time on a Tuesday. They had about 1,000 protesters in downtown Chicago in that Riverwalk area. So it's kind of a conflagration of groups, but they are doing weekly protests. Fridays in particular, they're out at this particular detention center right outside of Chicago early, like 7 a.m. Central for a few hours. That's where they, if your viewers remember, they threw down the congressional candidate, Kat. I can't pronounce the last name, sorry. Yeah. It's pretty organized in Chicago, and they're protesting, you know, definitely it escalates and heats up during the week, but even during the weekend, but during the week, they have protests, you know, sometimes every day.
I think
that's the stated goal. I think Trump wants, particularly in Chicago, these scenes so he could then sell it as kind of a...
It's B-roll for Fox News is what it is. I mean, you know, they loved it when we had one city block here in Portland back in 2020 where you had, you know, protesters, you know, painting the side of the building and stuff like that. And you know, they're literally still running that B-roll on Fox News. The New York Times reports 2 days ago they did it. This is apparently why Trump thinks that Portland's on fire. You know, this is all propaganda for the Murdoch, you know, the billionaire Murdoch machine.
And, you know, I don't want to be dramatic, but we have seen this in other, you know, autocratic countries.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's trying to create as much violence on the streets to possibly have a rationale for canceling elections.
I agree.
Midterms are in about a year.
I agree.
That's what you're seeing because, I mean, obviously police departments and this and that play around with numbers, but objectively, the crime is significantly down in Chicago, other cities that he's targeting. There's cities in red states, Memphis, St. Louis, that have worse crime numbers. A lot of the crime is actually petty theft of economic nature. Mm-hmm. Violent crime, murder is down, but facts be damned. And clearly, all of this is happening and escalating when I believe he's trying to change the subject from whatever his connection and implication are, is the Epstein files. You have the big, you know, the big, beautiful bank robbery bill that I call it, which the horrible economic numbers coming out every day. So, and obviously the media has to cover it. So he's kind of having his cake and eating it too, getting away from those issues. But I do urge people, obviously, you know, within your safety preference, because not everyone can go out there. But if you're in Chicago or these other areas, there's strength in numbers, you know, ICE and Border Patrol. The more people that are out there, you know, the hopefully more restrained they would be.
And stay
peaceful.
We're
covering it in Chicago and many other cities. Status Quo is the YouTube channel.
Yep. Jordan Sheridan, YouTube, Status Quo, C-O-U-P, and statusquo.com. Jordan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Good talking to you, and keep up the great work. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
How
would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is fire, F-I-R-E, fire. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A step forward for clean energy in Wisconsin, the Public Service Commission has approved its first wind farm in 14 years. The Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center will be built in Iowa and Grant counties. At the same meeting, commissioners also approved a new solar farm in Walworth and Jefferson counties. It might be fall, but it sure doesn't feel like it. Some Wisconsin communities like Milwaukee have already seen record highs, and that's bad news for our fall colors. Experts with the Wisconsin State Climatology Office say warm fall nights mean more muted leaf colors. And yep, climate change is making our nights hotter and hotter. Right now on the Defender podcast, AI data centers are racing ahead in Wisconsin, but staggering energy and water demands raise serious questions. Tune in for an in-depth discussion on data center secrets at CleanWisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/music. That's ethos.com/music.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet.
Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's get, G-E-T, native, path, P-A-T-H, .com/Hartman with two N's at the end, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. And to get that bonus bundle deal or special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and the top five collagen warnings, getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Trump shakes the hand of Putin, deals in shadows, the truth undone. Drones in the sky, borders trembling, wars ignite when the cowards run. When cowards play with matches, the flames consume us all.
So Donald Sherman, the executive director and chief counsel for CREW, you know, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, he says, and I, this is kind of following up on where I was before Jordan came on the program. He says, if you have concerns about the affordability of your home, if you live in public housing, if your home was damaged because of flooding or some other natural disaster, and you're trying to figure out how to get HUD resources, this is a message to everyday Americans that their political views, if they don't align with the administration's, are unwelcome from their government. He's talking about the fact that if you go to the HUD website, there's this pop-up that says, and this big banner that says, radical left, the radical left. It doesn't say Democrats. They don't say Democrats because they think that means that they're not violating the Hatch Act and they won't go to prison for 2 years. I think they are still violating the Hatch Act. But it says radical left Democrats are radical left is shutting down the government. And then the Departments of Labor, Health and Human Services, Justice, Department of Justice, Department of State, the Department of Interior, the Veterans Affairs Department, and the Social Security Administration, and the U.S. Merit Systems Protection Board have all sent out emails drafted by the Department of the Office of Management and Budget, Russ Vogt's organization. Another is saying radical Democrat or radical left has shut down the government. Another email from Veterans Affairs spokesman Pete Kasperowitz to reporters said, quote, radical liberals in Congress are trying to shut down the government to achieve their crazy fantasy of open borders, transgender for everybody, and men competing in women's sports. If they succeed, they will stop critical veterans care and assistance programs. In fact, the Trump administration has fired tens of thousands, about 60,000 people from the Veterans Administration. And, you know, there's a wholesale attack on veterans care. And Democrats are trying to push back against this. They're trying to say, stop the cuts to health care. Stop the cuts to Medicaid, Medicare, and Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act. And Republicans are saying, screw you, we're going to lie about you. I mean, it's just crazy. Meanwhile, Trump is doubling down on another racist attack against Hakeem Jeffries. I'll tell you about that after the break, and I'll pick up your calls. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's 27 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program. Fair and only slightly unbalanced. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the True People's Media. We'll be right back with you and your calls.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Maggie Dawn.
Ever hear conservatives explain away Charlie Kirk's racism by saying, oh, he was taken out of context? I debunk that baloney in full at 5:30. Do not miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Two homes for veterans facing homelessness are now closed. Savannah Tomei Olson has the latest on a proposal to reopen them.
The Veterans Housing and Recovery Program gave vets a place to stay and access to services to help them get back on their feet. Earlier this year, Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal included $1.9 million to keep the program afloat, but Republicans removed it from the budget, and it was not in the eventual deal that GOP lawmakers struck with the governor. There are three homes in this program. Two of them have closed, the ones in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay. That means the only one left is in Union Grove. State Senator Jamie Wall from Green Bay.
Closure of these facilities means that there are going to be 41 fewer beds for homeless veterans in northern Wisconsin as we approach this winter. This didn't have to happen, and it's a shame that it did.
State Senator Republican Andre Jacques authored a bill that would bring back the funding. There was a public hearing on it a couple weeks ago. Rock Larson is a Wood County Veteran Service Officer.
In the recent past, I have veterans who could benefit from this program. And homeless veterans from central Wisconsin state that they have no desire to relocate to southeastern Wisconsin. These program sites offer veterans residential programs to build the skills necessary for them to reenter the local communities and be sustainable. Without the case management and roof over these heads that this program offers these veterans, they are doomed to poverty and chronic homelessness.
The Journal Sentinel reports 10 veterans were moved to the last remaining site in Union Grove. 11 had to be moved to programs not specifically meant for veterans or even to Minnesota and Michigan. There are about 350 homeless veterans in Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR WIRI News.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
It's going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop back into the 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a little breezier, partly cloudy to mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local Civic Media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is fire, F-I-R-E, fire. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
To everyone who believes in magic, let our team member Teppy tell you how we do it at Culver's.
We're talking about Midwest magic. Wow. This is the kind of magic that transforms real farm-fresh dairy into world-class Wisconsin cheese. Oh. It's about handcrafting every meal with love, because at Culver's, we want every bite to be turned into a smile. Order ahead in the app or online and come taste the magic for yourself.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, Civic Media host Greg Bach joins me to discuss the Milwaukee Comedy Festival. Then Civic Media's Catherine Lake talks about a big movie screening in Madison, and actor Dan Davies drops by. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI world, scammers are stealing your home titles and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home has been transferred out of your name and into theirs. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you don't even know it's happened until you get a collection or a foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now, which is why I've partnered with Home Title Lock. So you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. So find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did by going to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
Roy Khan whispered, attack and destroy, a gilded facade built on failure alone. The hunger for power, the need for control, a perfect machine for a heart without soul. The last American president. Is this how the story ends? Democracy breaking, the truth forsaken. We rise or we descend. Reform, resist, remember. The last American president. Decades in motion, the billionaire's plan. Nixon to Reagan, the courts in their hands. Citizens united, the floodgates blown wide. A party of Lincoln turned plutocrats' pride. Tax cuts for donors, the people betrayed. Project 2025, the coup underway. Last American president. Is this how the story ends? Democracy breaking, the truth forsaken. We rise.
A brand new book. It's out now and you find bookstores everywhere. And I think you'll find it I think it's probably the best book I've written. So, and I've written a bunch of them. Donald Trump is doubling down on his racist smear campaign, putting a sombrero and a mustache on Hakeem Jeffries and playing some, you know, mariachi music behind him as he says horrible things about Democrats and you know, immigrants and everybody else. It's just pathetic. It's disgusting. It's a malignant distraction, is what Lawrence O'Donnell is calling it, from people who are determined to continue to rip away health care safety. And yes, the American social safety net is absolutely under assault by the GOP and their billionaire donors. So what's on your mind today? Rick in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Yeah, this soybean thing ain't no different than, you know, it's all about picking winners and losers. And he knows damn well what he was doing. And he's got a dictator down there he's kissing up to, probably to, you know, for behind the scenes, get on that oil.
You're talking Mila in Argentina or Venezuela,
yeah,
or what?
Argentina.
Yeah.
Where he gave the soybean, they cut the things, and now China's buying the soybean. Well, that's picking winners and losers. He's getting down there to make him a winner and making losers here so they can steal their land, run them out of business, the soybean farmers. But he'll bail out the ones that he wants. And big corporate greed is right there You know, because, and plus he's getting closer down there to you know, he might want to do an invasion, like you say, not to bring on a, you know. And this is all, hey, you know, the greed is going in with them because they're afraid of him, or they're just plain greedy.
Yeah.
And people don't understand that, you know, he's turned politics, you know, for the people that don't know anything. He's turned it into entertainment, you know. I mean, these people don't know, you know, like Caesar said, if I can keep them entertained and fed, I own them.
Yep,
and
half
these people, they're being entertained with politics. They don't realize the criticality of their own lives and the future of their children. And critical thinking is at an all-time low in this country, along with, you know, religious doctrine is at an all-time low. It's more in the greed zone than it is anything else.
Yeah, the deal is, they start, and we saw this with Hitler. Although he's not the only one who did it. Mussolini did it, Franco did it. I mean, you see this right across the board. This is the dictator's playbook. You start out with a minority that you can persecute. Hitler claimed that Jews weren't actually German citizens because they didn't have Aryan blood, was his shtick. And so they went around and they rounded up the Jews. Well, you know, Trump is claiming that immigrants are not U.S. citizens, and many of them are not. And so he's going around and rounding them up. And yeah, this is where it starts. This is how it begins. And this is how destructive it is. I mean, this is, you're absolutely right. Rick, thank you so much for the call. Dorothy in Palm Coast, Florida. Hey, Dorothy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks for talking to me. I was on board with the billboards. Mm-hmm. I don't think America gets their news from the same sources. We all in our little bubbles. And everyone doesn't get the fact, but we all drive.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I was thinking, this is horrible, but I thought of a billboard with every child that was shot and killed in a school shooting. Then say, your child next, then sensible gun control.
Yeah, yeah.
That's horrible, isn't it?
It really is. But and this is why I've been calling to show the pictures of the children with their bodies blown apart. You know, when that happened in Australia, they got gun control real fast. So
But we could do this with more things like the soybean. You know, money, the amount to Argentino. Argentino stabs us in the back. Mm. Huge deal.
But Milley's a good friend of Trump's, you know, when he came and he spoke at CPAC, him and Elon Musk on the stage with their chainsaws. And, you know, so we give him $20 billion. And he says, oh, well, we don't need that revenue from the soybean export tax anymore. So we'll eliminate that tax. And China goes, hey, we don't need to buy soybeans from American farmers. And this is a $46 billion crop here in the United States. That's a hell of a lot of money. And now they're buying them from Argentina since May. The soybean exports from the United States to China have gone to zero. And you've got farmers who are facing bankruptcy all across this country because of Donald Trump and the Republicans. Dorothy, thank you. Well said. Judith in Boston. Hey, Judith, what's up? Judith? In Boston, Massachusetts? Listening on SiriusXM? I know you've been on hold for a while, Judith. You still there? Okay, Rick in Danby, New York, listening on WHMP. Hey, Rick, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I was really surprised to hear Congressman this afternoon talking about our Medicare being changed. There's a shutdown. Mm-hmm. I think they were preparing.
It's not the shutdown. It's not the shutdown. What it is that the cuts to Medicaid, which don't take place for another year and a half. They kick in January of 2027. Those cuts to Medicaid will trigger the pay-as-you-go provisions that were put into law back during the Clinton administration, and that will force a $500 billion cut in Medicaid, which will cut everybody's Medicaid benefits.
Thank you, Tom. I thought he was talking about, said something else about Medicare being changed, and I opened a letter just a half hour ago from Medicare that our Medicare is going to be canceled on December 31st. It's Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Oh, you've got Medicare Advantage. That's not real Medicare.
Advantage,
yeah.
I get it. But by December 31st, we don't choose a new plan, we will automatically be put on federal Medicare.
Without
Medigap, unless we choose some sort of Medigap.
Yep.
Also, it includes, it says that if we're put on regular Medicare, that there will be a fee for changing our policies.
This is the problem with Medicare Advantage is, you know, when you buy it when you're 65 and you're healthy, it seems, oh, great, oh, they're going to give me money to buy groceries and all kinds of stuff. And then then you turn, you know, 70, 75, and suddenly, you know, you need some surgery or you got some problems or you're not feeling well or you need long-term care. And all of a sudden, they just dump you. They can just dump you. United Healthcare, I believe that they dumped like 500,000 people this year. I mean, fact check that. I might be wrong on the exact number. But, you know, when you get older and when you get sick, Medicare Advantage dumps you. And when they dump you, you can't go back to old Medicare. I mean, you can, but the Medigap policies that fill in that 20% hole, they can now rate you. They can now, you know, it's called underwriting. They can now say, oh, well, you're sick. So that policy that would have been, you know, $100 a month back when you were 65, that and would have stayed that way basically throughout your life, that policy is now going to cost you, you know, $2,000-$3,000 a month. I mean, it's so wrong, this system. And now the Trump administration is taking the Medicare Advantage, you know, pre-authorization stuff, and they're doing it in six states starting on January 1st on real Medicare. So I don't think New York is one of them. So I guess you're good on that. But Rick, yeah, it's amazing. I'm sorry to hear that you got canceled, Rick.
Well, thank you, Tom.
Okay, thanks a lot for the call, and thanks for filling us in. Jeff in Taos, Michigan. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Hi, Tom. This is thanks for taking my call. This is Jeff Huggins of Iosca County Democrats, mm-hmm. Michigan. And I have a question for you concerning Schumer and Jeffrey's lack of concern about Trump's use of AI against them. I just wonder what you thought about that.
Well, they've spoken out. They've called it disgusting and racist. I'm not sure what else you can say.
Well, I mean, it's true. And then they did some more. He enhanced it some more.
Yeah, he just basically every day that they hold a press conference, he's putting words in their mouths and putting a sombrero on Jeffries, and he thinks it's funny. I mean, we've got a president who's got the emotional maturity of an 8-year-old.
And what did you think about his disgraceful speech, him and Hegseth, to our military?
Oh, this was a call for an attack on America. This was a call for the end of our republic. This was he wants the most lethal military in the world to turn its guns on American citizens. And right now, ICE is doing that already. I mean, you know, we are watching America slide into fascism. Pardon?
It sounds like they're going crazy in Chicago. They're abusing their power.
Yep. Yep. And that's, you know, that's ICE and the Border Patrol. Jeff, thanks a lot which is now the largest police force in America. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I mean, ICE, from this big, ugly bill, ICE now has a bigger budget than the FBI. Let that sink in. We'll be right back. This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you can tough it out and get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor will see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom, and use that promo code Tom to get $45 off.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Fine books are sold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
I've got to tell you, I love Quince. They have some of the coolest clothes. Oh, my God. They have the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear over and over and over again, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince, and I love them. They're affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe. And they have held up, super well. And Quince has become a go-to right across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and their travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's Quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Free shipping, 365-day returns, quince.com/Tom.
But I'm fighting for a future that's honest and clear, for the worker, the student, the sick and the poor, for justice and dignity. Who could want more?
Back 52. 23 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Claire in Chicago. Hey, Claire, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I wanted to say before I make my point is that I called those three members in the House and gave them a piece of my mind, what I thought
Good
of them.
Good on you.
How? Thank you. And I recommend everybody does that. I even wrote a whole thing before I called them.
Are you talking about the three Democratic senators that chickened out? Angus King, John Fetterman, and I forget her first name, but Cortez Masto?
Yeah, Catherine Cortez. Yeah, Catherine, it was those three. I actually got through to a live person, which I couldn't believe, for Catherine's office. And I was so upset. You know, I ripped into her, and she... But anyway, I didn't use any bad words, but I was pretty tough. So,
good on you, Claire.
Please tell everybody to do that. And my other point is, when I heard you say that many years ago, the Republicans pushed back with the media, you know, saying that they were tired of having them always siding with the left.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrats, like you say, absolutely need to do the exact same thing right now.
Yep.
I've lost my faith in the media right now, in mainstream media, not all of it, but the majority of our media is so, like, they don't want to, it seems like they're all in with Trump. It's like they're blacking out news. They're not sharing important news. So we do have, they have to help us with a strategy, including going door to door, you know, just like we do when we canvass and knock on doors in mm-hmm. our different neighborhoods and districts. But we have to get the message out that way and with billboards, and people don't know what to do. But I am concerned about, finding out more ways to get our message. Why can't one of the mainstream media, like, well, MSNBC is the only one, right, that's kind of sharing, like, Lawrence
yeah, basically
Donald
on the in corporate media, and of course Free Speech TV on the, you know, on Dish and Direct and on the internet, freespeech.org.
Why are they all against us? Why are they against?
Because they're owned by billionaires, and the billionaires don't want to pay their damn taxes.
Why can't somebody else own them? Why is it always the bad guys owning everything?
Because the billionaires have all the money. I mean, you know, that's the problem. I mean, this is, there was an entire book written about this by Fritz Thyssen back in 1946, from Holland. He and his family had to flee Germany. He was the wealthiest guy in Germany in 1933. He owned Thyssen Steelworks, which was the biggest steel operation in Europe. And the title of his book was I Paid Hitler. And my dad gave it to me for my 25th birthday, a first edition. It's now worth like $1,000. And it's an apology. The whole book is like, you know, I had no idea. I thought he was just going to cut my taxes. I thought he was just going to deregulate my business. And, you know, by 1938, 39, when Thyssen finally decided he'd had enough of Hitler, as soon as he spoke out against Hitler, Hitler put him on a hit list and he had to flee the country with his family. I mean, that's what these guys are facing, I think, but they don't realize it. Claire, I got to run. Thanks for the call. Thanks for being with us today. Get out there, get active, tag You're It. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe. Get active. Call your members of Congress, give them a piece of your mind, tell them you want them to stand up and be strong and join the Progressive Caucus. We got a lot of work to do here if we're going to rescue this country. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today.
Remember, Zipa is happy.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta-potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta-coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta-potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta-potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Renowned primatologist Jane Goodall has died at the age of 91. CBS News correspondent Matt Piper reports.
Hello, B.
Jane Goodall could not stop speaking to the animals near her English home, even when a CBS crew came by for an interview.
Hello, seagulls.
Goodall also showed off photos of some of the chimpanzees that she famously studied for decades.
Ollie, Grumpy Old JB, Flo with Little Flint.
The girl with no college education had become one of the world's leading naturalists. Her life's mission, to protect chimpanzees and spread the gospel of conservation.
This planet, it doesn't have infinite natural resources. So what's going to happen if we carry on with business as usual?
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Goodall was in California as part of a speaking tour. The Jane Goodall Institute says she died of natural causes. CBS News Special Report, I'm Cammie McCormick.